This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I got you now. I didn't for a minute.
Let's try that again. A little bit of soul food. A little earth, wind, and fire. Good for your soul. I think I hit the wrong button. But a little earth, wind, and fire is always good for your soul, and we can all use it on a day like today. Tuesday, it is just me, Paul Zeiss, along with City Limits. And, of course, we've got a pretty big show here today. It's Tuesday, which means we'll hear from the manager. That would be Derek Shelton at noon. And, of course, we have other Pirates segments with Andrew Destin, also known as Destiny's Child. And hopefully Michael McHenry will come along. And we've got the great Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette to talk about maybe a little bit of the Steeler news that just happened yesterday. And, of course, we will get started in this segment. Austin, you know what I think we should do? There's so many things we need to get to. Let's do a six-pack to start. Can we do that?
Paul, you know that a six-pack is always the best way to start off the show. So I would be very happy to be able to help you in that regard.
Yes. There we go. He cracked open. You know what I was thinking? By the way, I forgot to mention the most important thing here. We are at Studio B, which is out in Bowser Chevrolet out in Monroeville. We're at Studio B today, so stop and say hello. Bring a six-pack if you bring a real six-pack for me. I might need it by the end of this show. Anyway, crack open the first beer of the six-pack. We've got Cam Sutton. And, you know, when the Steelers signed Cam Sutton, let's make it very clear, they knew he was going to be suspended. They didn't know how long or what it was going to look like. They didn't know any of that stuff, but they knew that he was going to be disciplined by the NFL. So I'm hearing some takes there and hearing some people talk about how, well, you know, they went into it with their eyes closed. No, they didn't. They knew he was going to be suspended. Everybody did. Everybody knew there was probably going to be, now, 8 games? No. And I think if they knew it was going to be 8 games, they might have thought twice about it and just said, listen, we'll sign you. We're not sure if that's really what we want to do. But either way, the 8 games is what it is. And so now they've got to figure out what they're going to do for the first half of the season at corner. There's two issues involved here with Cam Sutton. The first one, and it's always a dicey subject when Cam Sutton or anybody obviously gets signed to an NFL team after they have a domestic violence incident. It's always a dicey subject for people because on one hand, we are a society of second chances. On the other hand, you know, there are some people that believe, well, playing football is a privilege, but yada, yada, yada. I look at this one and I say, believe it or not, I'm somewhere in the middle. And the reason I'm somewhere in the middle is for a couple of reasons. One, Cam Sutton, I think, is getting disciplined more for running from the law for 30 days than the actual incident. Number two, while he was charged with a felony, he was offered a diversion program where if he, you know, they knocked it down to a misdemeanor, and if he completes the diversion program, which, you know, I'm sure is going to involve counseling and, you know, and maybe anger management and some community service or whatever. I don't know what the program is going to look like. But once he completes that, they're going to wipe this completely off his record. And so I say to myself, if society is going to be willing to wipe this away and give him a second chance, is he not allowed to work? I mean, that's where I struggle with all these people that say, well, you know, he should never be allowed to play football again. Well, I mean, that's what he does for a living. You know, clearly if he was being charged with a felony still, or if he was, you know, copping to, admitting to, a felony, or if he was, you know, pleading guilty, or if he was found guilty or whatever, that's different. That's completely different. At that point, yes, if you're in the NFL, if you're in an NFL team, you probably have to really, really think long and hard about, well, do we really want this guy representing us? But there have been a number of people that have come back from, you know, incidents of whatever, and they were able to work through their program or work through whatever the plan was for them. And they became good citizens and, you know, became sort of a credit to, you know, their team or the NFL. And so, you know, and the number one example of this would be Michael Vick. I mean, Michael Vick was convicted of or pled guilty to, I forget what, whatever, some really, you know, really unnerving, troublesome things. And he went to prison, in fact. And he paid some fines heavily, and he was suspended or whatever. He was banished from the NFL for a few years. But then he came out, and all he did was spend his next, you know, 10 years out of prison doing everything in his power to make sure that everyone knew he was making it right, that he was changing his life, changing his narrative, changing his ways, whatever you want to say. He was raising money for the Humane Society. He was a spokesperson for the Humane Society. He was somebody who helped law enforcement, you know, find other dog fighting operations. He was somebody who went to community groups and youth groups and whatnot to speak about, you know, the perils of getting involved in that lifestyle because, you know, he got caught up in it when he was young. I mean, he did everything that he was supposed to do. So we're not supposed to say, okay, you get you know, this is a guy we don't want in the NFL. I mean, to me, that's the sort of the person that, in many ways, was a credit to the NFL after he came back, because here was somebody who was actually a really good citizen, made, you know, some egregious decisions, and sort of did a 180 and turned away from it. So when it comes to that part of the Cam Sutton discussion, I don't believe that Mike Tomlin would have signed Cam Sutton if he didn't know him very well, if he didn't know his character, if he didn't understand who he was, if he didn't had a prior relationship with him. I don't believe that they would have, you know, signed him. But one thing about signing him is anybody that still thinks that personnel is somebody else's baby, like the final decision on personnel is somebody else's baby in that organization, I look to Cam Sutton and tell you, you're wrong. Because at the end of the day, Mike Tomlin made the decision that, hey, this is a guy we're going to give a second chance to. Now, it was self-serving. Don't get me wrong. It always is self-serving. They needed a corner, and he's somebody that knows the you know, the defense. He's a veteran player, a smart player, you know, still has chances to do some things, but you know, and help the Steelers win games. So it was self-serving. But again, I don't believe for one second that he would have signed him if he hadn't had a prior relationship with him. So, you know, that's one part of the story. When they signed Cam Sutton, I was sort of, I don't know, indifferent to that part of the story because I feel like, well, you know, they did some things. They do have a prior relationship with him. They know his character. They know what he's done in the past. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this one. But that's only that's only part of the story with him. The second part of the story is, now that he's out for 8 games, the Steelers really have some issues at corner. It's not that he was, you know, Rod Woodson or, you know, it's not that he was Rod Woodson in his prime. But compared to what they have, he is. He represents somebody who probably is going to be, you know, hard to replace with the guys that they have. And so the Steelers are probably now in a place where they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with Cam Sutton. They're going to have to figure out what they're going to do with that spot. Whether or not they finally just decide to go out and get a another corner, or whether they decide that they're going to trade for another corner, or they're going to try and do what they do with Joe Hayden and wait until the end of camp to see if a guy gets cut that they can sign as a free agent. I mean, there's a lot of different things they're going to do, but that has to be a priority now. I mean, you know, we've talked all off season about the two probably glaring holes on this team, number two receiver, number two corner. Signing Cam Sutton probably didn't ease the number two corner concerns as much as, you know, the Steelers probably would have hoped. But it did mean you probably had a veteran guy who could be your slot corner, your nickel corner, and could play, you know, in a pinch, play on the outside and be okay. But now without him, I mean, you're looking at a situation of where I don't know. I'm looking at the guys that are going to be in the mix here, and I don't know that any of them really excite me. Josiah Scott, Grayland Arnold, Anthony Averett, Corey Trice, Darius Rush, Tom Graham. I mean, I guess a few of these guys are going to be okay. I don't know. But it seems to me like that's what they really need to do. They need to go out and get themselves another corner, because currently what they have, it's just not good enough. And that's a position, really, if you look, they have an opportunity, really, I think, with their defense, with what they've done with their inside linebackers. If Cam Hayward's healthy, obviously their outside linebackers. Joey Porter, you got kind of a shutdown corner on one side. I'll be honest with you. If they can figure out a second corner, somebody that, you know, on the other side of Joey Porter is not going to get exploited. Well, they got a real opportunity, I think, to have the kind of elite defense that we're talking about. And so that they've paid for, if you look at the salaries over there. But again, they need to complete that by finding another corner. So Cam Sutton, to me, it really makes it very, very, very difficult for the Steelers moving forward, at least for the first 8 games, because I just don't think they have enough when it comes to depth at that position. City Limits, go ahead and crack another one for me. Okay. A lot of times we get so focused on what's going on here, it's like we completely forget that there are 29 other cities with baseball going on. And of course, 29 other cities all believe, you know, certain guys on their team are great players. Certain guys on their team deserve to be all-stars and all that other good stuff. And you know what? I don't necessarily disagree with that. I don't. But I think sometimes it's better to take a big picture approach, and which is what I try and do with everything when it comes to these kinds of discussions. And in this case, I'm talking about Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller went 8 innings yesterday, 107 pitches, 79 strikes, gave up 2 earned runs, only 6 hits, right? I'm sorry, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts. Looked really good, and afterwards everybody said, well, this proves he should be an all-star. Listen, if you want to tell me that by wins, pitching wins, he's an all-star, okay, because he does have 10 and, you know, number one guy in the league only has 11. But as we found out, and you can't have it both ways, and there's a lot of people who want to have it both ways, that there are statistical categories well beyond wins and losses in terms of measuring a pitcher nowadays. Okay? And so I look at Mitch Keller and I say this. He is 50th in whip. 50th in whip. Okay? As I said yesterday, if you're one of these guys that is an analytics guy or whatever, he's 24th in WAR. Strikeouts per 9, he is, 48th. ERA is another probably significant thing, right? People talk about ERA, not quite. He's 30th. In other words, he's not in the top 20 in any of the categories I just read off. Not in the top 20. And those are all statistical categories that people really look at deeper when they're trying to measure pitchers. Strikeouts per 9, whip, WAR, right? ERA.
WAR. 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 Yeah.
There you go, WAR. So all I'm saying is, if you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, I don't know what the argument, other than pitching wins, which again, pitching wins is probably not something that most newfangled baseball types are going to look at. They're just not. because this is it's just one of those things where you have to look at it and what do they value nowadays? They value all those stats that I just read off. Mitch Keller was really good yesterday. Mitch Keller's been pretty good all season long. But Mitch Keller is not one of, you know, what is it, 10 best pitchers or whatever it is when it comes to really how they evaluate pitchers. And so, you know, can we stop with the whole thing that he's getting snubbed for the All-Star game? I mean, again, I just read it off for you. Where he's at, statistically. And that's, to me, I think, you know, one of the things we do, and not just in this town, but in every town, we focus some, we focus some times, I think, a little too much on our own teams and what they're doing. And we don't really look at what other teams are doing. And we don't really understand that there's a lot of really good players out there that probably deserve to be in the All-Star game as well. Every so often, is there a snub? Absolutely. A legitimate snub? Absolutely. But I don't think Mitch Keller is one. I just don't. And I also don't know that, you know, I guess if you're going to look at his pitching wins, yeah. If someone drops out, then probably, yes, he will probably be a guy that that gets considered because of his wins. But if they really are looking at numbers, I don't know that he would even be one of the guys considered to fill in. So that's where I would tell you, I look at it and I say, you know, we have to be realistic sometimes. And I think Mitch has been really, really good. But this idea that somehow he is this grand snub of the All-Star game, it doesn't resonate with me. All right, crack open another one. The Pirates yesterday won 8-2. And, of course, we're going, you know, celebrating that they salvaged the final game of a four-game set with the Mets. It feels to me, and we have Derek Shelton on a little bit later. I'll ask him about this, but it feels to me like this last week they let a prime opportunity go. You had the Mets and the Cardinals in your building for seven games. And you went 3-4, which that's not good. But more importantly, when you look at the Mets series, you outscored them 26-12, and you tied, you know, you split the series. 26-12, you outscored them, and you split the series. That, to me, is where you look at it and say, well, okay, they had 14 runs on Friday. Okay, well, then what happened Saturday and Sunday, and then they scored 8 again yesterday?
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not to mention the fact that on Sunday, when you took the mound, when you're a $10.5 million closer guy, took the mound, you had a lead and couldn't keep it. And this, to me, it feels like this was an opportunity for them to really make a good stretch, you know, a good run at winning and getting back into the conversations for the wild card. Because at the end of the day, I really think that if they had gone like 5-2, you know, they would be closer to where they need to be in terms of the wild card. And I really believe that, you know, it would keep them in the conversation for trying to at least add a little bit to make a run at it. But you lost. You went 3-4 against two teams you were chasing, which means you didn't gain ground. You actually lost a little bit of ground. And so there's that. But, you know, yesterday the offense broke out. And again, I think that it's funny. It seems to be the same guys for the most part, you know. And Nick Gonzalez with a couple of hits again. You know, he knocks in a run. O'Neal Cruz seems to be heating up, which is really good news for the Pirates. Rowdy Tellez drove in a run. Palacios actually hit a home run yesterday. It was one of those days. But again, it's all if they go out, you know, these next 3 days and they go 1-2 even against the Brewers, you know, who cares? That means they're going to be falling a little bit further behind, because if you think about it, against the Brewers, you know, what are they right now? They're 3-4 in their last seven. You know, if they go 1-2 against the Brewers, It'd be, they'll be 4-7 and nine. If, I'm sorry. They're 3-4 in their last seven. They would be 4-6 in their last 10, all against teams that are ahead of them. You know, you're just treading water at that point. So to me, they almost have to sweep the Brewers now because they just let too many opportunities this weekend go by. Let's go one more, then we'll get to a break. City Limits, you pointed this one out to me today. So John Parado from Pittsburgh Pirates Now had the bombshell of all bombshells. Do you have it right in front of you there?
I do, yes.
All right, well, read the key paragraph.
I'll give you two. So the two biggest things that I took away from it, because Nutting, remember, spoke to the media, Kevin Gorman, Noah Hyles, and Jason Mackey after the Pirates announced their deal with Sheets. And according to the story from John Parado, the comment made many members of the Pirates front office, quote unquote, furious. One member of the team's baseball operations told Pittsburgh Baseball Now they felt Nutting's comments were misleading at best. And this is a quote from a person saying under the condition of anonymity, he could speak freely without facing repercussions. Quote, Bob implied we're going to have money to spend, and he got the fans excited. But he told us we don't have any money to make any significant additions.
Wow.
And then there's, do you want to react to that? And then I have another for you.
Well, I mean, again, are we surprised? That's the question. You know what I mean? Are we surprised? It's just one of those things where I would tell you, it's important to note that that's sort of where this organization and franchise has been for quite some time, hasn't it? I mean, they've added a little bit of money here and there, and through 13 and 14 and 15, they added, I think, a little bit at the deadline. But for the most part, they don't usually like to spend money, which, again, brings us back to the whole Mitch Keller discussion, which is very simple, Austin. Do you really believe 2 years from now they're going to pay Mitch Keller $16 million?
Well, I'm starting to think less and less about it because, Paul, the story includes the Pirates, though, have signed left fielder Brian Reynolds, third baseman Ke'Bryan Hayes, and starting pitcher Mitch Keller. There is speculation within the industry that the Pirates might be willing to offload Hayes' contract. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Hayes, and this is what I keep trying. That's what I try and keep telling you. I mean, it's just one of those things where I have to laugh because, you know, people, yeah, they get mad at me, but this is how the team operates.
Here's another, Paul. Two industry sources told Pittsburgh Baseball Now earlier this season that Nutting has not provided Cherington with the expected dollars for payroll, saying, quote, Ben is in a tough spot in Pittsburgh, but he doesn't say anything because he's not an excuse maker. He's a good baseball man and a bright guy, but he's not able to do the job the way he needs to do it in Pittsburgh. His hands are tied. You can win without spending a lot of money now and again, but you can't win when you spend no money.
Oh.
Big story from Parado.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's pretty impressive that Parado got, you know, people to talk like that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, because at the end of the day, it's kind of, in some ways, depressing. By the same token, it's just one of these situations where I think you really have to take a look at all of the different ways that they're going to try and save money, and that's why, Austin, you know, when we talked, you know, yesterday, that's why we sat here and talked about the fact that offloading Perez, offloading Gonzalez, offloading even Tellez, Chapman at the trade deadline are all possibilities because if you do that, I'd have to do the math, but you figure they'll save what, about $5.5 million off on Chapman, you know, obviously prorated second half of the season. you know, let's say they're going to pay him $5 million for the first half or $5.5 million. So you're probably saving five there. You're saving like four with Perez. You're saving, what is it, I think about three or four with Marco Gonzalez and another one and a half with Telez. I mean, you're talking about saving 12, 13 million bucks, whatever it is. Not, maybe like 11, 12 million bucks. That's what you're talking about saving. That's why those deals would happen.
And John includes that Aroldis Chapman is available in trade talks.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well,
just sad. It really is.
Of course he is. Why wouldn't he be available? I'm telling you, don't be surprised if Perez is gone too. You know, he makes $8 million. You know, so to me, I would tell you that is just one of those situations where he makes a lot of money. So anybody that makes a lot of money, which is why I kind of laugh sometimes. I kind of laugh when I was talking about Mitch Keller. I mean, there are people that really believe that Mitch Keller is going to be here in like 2 years. They're going to pay him $16 million. They're never going to get to the $18 million or the $20 million at the last 2 years of his contract. But I'll be shocked if he's here in maybe one more year, but I'll be shocked if they pay that $15, $16 million more than once. That's all I'm saying. So, you know, to me, his value might not ever be higher. And I know people get angry about it, and they say I'm doing hot takes. I'm not doing hot takes. What I'm saying is, you know what? I've been around for a long time and watched how this team operates and how this ownership group operates. So let's talk about reality and let's stop, you know, coming up with all these flights of fantasy. And that's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, we've got Brian Bacco coming up. We got to get to a break and then we will talk with Brian Bacco about the Cam Sutton situation. It's 93.7 The Fan.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.